The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1.
It's Saturday. It's The Mooney Show. Time to play Mooney's Saturday Night Quiz.
You've heard it, it's Saturday. It's the Mooney. Time to Sinead Renshaw is our scrutineer today. Sinead, what
Derek,
is the prize, please?
The prize is fantastic. It is a two-night stay, bed and breakfast for two people, including dinner on an evening of their choice at the beautiful Flynn family-owned Park Hotel in Dungarvan. It's all to celebrate Flynn Hotel's Christmas 3 package of two nights bed and breakfast, dinner on one evening and a third night free available at any of the four Flynn hotels. So the Park Hotel in Dungarvan. Gorgeous, gorgeous.
Have you been there?
I've passed by it. Unfortunately, I haven't been in.
But you've never been inside the gates, no?
Not yet. Not yet.
The likes of you in, Sinead. You'd have to enter the quiz
be
under
a certain class
a pseudonym.
Exactly. Gosh.
Oh,
I don't know if I get through the questions.
Who's player number one?
Player number one today is Steve Foster from Donnymead in Dublin.
Hello, Steve. How are you today?
Good evening, Derek. How are you, sir?
Great. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a resident in Dublin now, 17 years, married, two kids. Avid Blues fan, Leeds fan for my troubles and my sins.
Oh, you're a Ram.
A Ram?
Yeah, haven't they got a Ram on their jersey?
No, it's a Shield at the moment, but we used to have a Peacock many years ago.
Who has the Ram on there?
Derby.
Oh, Derby County have it. Derby County have it, that's right. But is their kit white, though?
We are all white, yeah.
But is Derby white?
Okay.
Well, now you can understand my total confusion.
Ah, this is it.
So you had a peacock. Why was there a peacock on the Leeds jersey?
I'm not too sure, to be quite honest with you, Derek. It was just there for a while, and then just down the years, the badges changed and the kits changed.
Oh yeah.
And now it's just like a shield. It's just.
Listen, never mind all this hoo-ha. Do you know what's just popped back into my mind? By the way, if anybody knows why there's a peacock on the Leeds jersey, text 51551 or email mooney@rte.ie. Never mind all the hoo-ha, the FIFA ruling about political, religious, any of those symbols. What about the orange Republic of Ireland soccer kit? Does anybody remember that? Ireland only wore for one game.
Yeah, this thing by FIFA, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, I should think they have more pressing matters in-house to worry about than, you know, a team wearing a poppy or us wearing the symbol for the, you know, commemoration.
I know, like, I mean, you can't do anything in Europe nowadays, can you?
No.
You have to get permission to do everything.
Well, this is it.
You have to get permission to sneeze.
Indeed.
Which is one of the questions on the quizzes today. So what if we get that far? Anyway, so you've got lovely kids. What are their names?
Sam, he's 5. And Amy is 15.
Okay, and are you working away yourself now?
I am indeed, yeah. I work in a warehouse. I'm a warehouse manager.
A warehouse manager, okay. Who's it for?
It's a company called Pitney Bowes. We do office equipment and mailing machines.
Mailing machines?
Yeah. You know the old Frankie machines?
Who uses those anymore? Do we still have them in RTE? There used to be an RTE.
I do believe you still have one of ours in your post room.
Oh, I suppose you have the post room, yeah. Because everything is sent on email nowadays.
Well, this is it. So if you need any inks or labels, Derek, I'm your man.
Well, anyway, it's good to talk to you. Somebody else has been on to say, Mark, also the Star of David, FIFA's ruling is just plain daft. Nation states are, by definition, political entities. The Star of David. David is there as well, I suppose. Anyway, we've got 60 seconds on the clock for you to answer as many questions correctly as you possibly can. And if you don't know the answer, say pass and then we can get on to the next one. And Sinead will be on hand to tell you whether you're right or wrong. I wish you the best of luck. Your time starts now. What animal is the star of the movie Babe?
Pig.
What is Eric Clapton's main instrument?
Guitar.
Who's the first minister of Northern Ireland?
Arlene Foster.
Name this Kenny Rogers song. You got
to know The Gambler.
Which sport is associated with the movie Cool Runnings?
Bobsleighing.
Americans call them suspenders. What do we call them?
Suspenders. Pass.
Who wrote The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas?
Pass.
Name this political personality.
We're going to have an open discussion. We're going to push each other hard.
Barack Obama.
What's the main ingredient in guacamole?
Avocado.
What was South American revolutionary Che Guevara's first name?
Pass.
The lead singer of which band wrote the opening theme tune to the Channel 4 comedy series Father Ted?
Divine Comedy, Neil Hannon.
What is Ireland's largest carnivore?
Pass.
Which is the world's deepest sea?
Pass, sorry.
What are used as mallets in Alice in Wonderland croquet?
The flamingos.
All right, well done. I thought that was a very hard question about Che Guevara. I mean, who's going to know Now, nobody's going to know the answer to that. Did you set these questions to me?
I didn't.
Who set them? Blame them quickly.
Was
it the boss?
I have to confess, I did know that one because there's a movie about him a few years ago.
All right, okay. Well, if you didn't see the movie.
Other than that.
If you didn't see the movie, you'd be in the dark. All right, hang on there. Don't hang up. Let's move on to player number two. Thank you very much indeed. That was Steve Foster from Donegal in Dublin, originally from Leeds.
And player number two is Mary Scally from Grange in Cork City.
Mary, how are you today?
Very well, thank you, Derek.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, please.
I'm a mother of three. I live in Grange in Cork City. And I'm standing at my kitchen sink.
No. Well, they used to say that's where most people listen to the radio, standing at the kitchen sink. So tell me, are you working? Are you part-time?
Yes,
are you...
I work for a small local newspaper.
Oh, yeah. What's it called?
It's called Carrigdown. It's based in Carrigaline.
The Carrig what?
Carrigaline.
No, what's the name of the newspaper?
Carrigdown.
Carrigdown. Okay. All right, so hello to everybody in Carrigdown. How often is it distributed?
Once a week.
Once a week. Let's see if they'll be reading about you next week. You're 60 seconds on the clock. Yeah, I can see it now. Shock horror. You know, that like you probably got the questions in advance and it was all rigged or something like that. Should like the presidential election in the States. Isn't that what Donald Trump keeps claiming? Anyway, 60 seconds on the clock, starting from now. What animal is the star of the movie Lassie?
A dog.
What is Ringo Starr's main instrument?
Drums.
Who's the first Minister of Scotland?
Nicola Sturgeon.
Name this Kenny Rogers song.
Promise me, son, not to do pass.
What sport is associated with the movie Million Dollar Baby?
Boxing.
Americans call it the trunk. What do we call it?
The pass.
Who wrote The Godfather?
Mario Puzo.
Name this political personality.
Despite our hard-fought primary...
What type of fungus is used in making bread and beer?
Yeast.
What was Mexican revolutionary Pancho's last name?
Panza.
Which late broadcaster and astronomer was once curator of Armagh Observatory?
Patrick Moore.
Which chromosome determines the sex of a baby, X or Y?
Y.
According to the proverb, what is Tuesday's child?
Full of grace.
What is celebrated on the fourth Sunday in Lent?
Pass.
What's the only planet not named after a classical god?
The only planet not named after a classical god.
Yep.
Pluto.
All right, thank you very much indeed for that. Hang on, don't hang up, Mary Scally from The Grange in Cork City, and she works for the local newspaper down there. All right, who's number three, Sinead?
Our final player today is Aisling Clark from Blackwater in County Wexford.
Aisling, how are you getting on today?
Hi, Derek, I'm very good. How are you?
Very nice to talk to you. Any plans for this evening? Are you going anywhere nice?
No, I just have the girls over now for a few glasses of wine.
Oh, it's going to be a bit like Gogglebox. You're going to sit and watch on the telly?
That's exactly what we're going to be doing, yeah.
Oh, I can see you there commenting on how they look, how they don't look, whether they're good, whether they're bad. Oh, well, and listen, I wish you the best. Have a lovely night in. We're against the clock ourselves, so your 60 seconds starts now. What animal is the star of the movie Bambi?
Deer.
What is Stevie Wonder's main instrument?
Piano.
Who's the UK Prime Minister?
Oh, Theresa May.
Name this Kenny Rogers song.
With four hungry children, crops in the field.
Pass.
What sport is associated with the movie Jerry Maguire?
Baseball.
Americans call them chips. What do we call them?
Crisps.
Who wrote The Da Vinci Code?
Oh, Dan Brown.
Can you name this political personality?
It's incredible. My life was so simple. I had a beautiful, simple life.
Donald Trump.
What flower is the spice saffron taken from?
Pass.
Which Plunkett was the leader of the Easter Rising in Ireland?
Oh, pass.
In 2001, Irish troops vacated Camp Shamrock, ending more than two decades of peacekeeping duty in which country?
Pass.
Which is the biggest land mass? You can answer it now. Iceland or Ireland? Which is bigger?
Iceland.
Iceland, you say? We'll find out if you're right after this break.
The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1.
You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Sinead.
Derek, Steve Foster from Dunwead in Dublin via Leeds was our first player today. The ones that he got wrong or passed on. Americans call them suspenders. What do we call them? The answer is braces. And who wrote The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas was John Boyne. The South American revolutionary Che Guevara, his first name was Ernesto.
Yeah, like the whole country knew that one.
Ireland's largest carnivore is the badger, and the world's deepest sea is the Caribbean. So with a score of 9 out of 13, that was player one, Steve Foster. Player two, Mary Scally. The ones that she got wrong, Americans call it the trunk. What do we call it? The boot. The Kenny Rogers song was Coward of the County. And let me see, what's celebrated on the fourth Sunday in Lent is Mothering Sunday. And the only planet not named after a classical god was Earth. So, and the Mexican Revolutionary Pancho's last name was Villa. So it's a score of 10 out of 16. That is Mary Scally. And finally, Aisling Clark from Blackwater in County Wexford. The Kenny Rogers song that we played for her was Lucille. The sport associated with the movie Jerry Maguire was Baseball. The flower that spice saffron was taken from is the crocus. Joseph Plunkett was the leader of the Easter Rising in Ireland. And in 2002, Irish troops vacated Camp Shamrock, which is in Lebanon.
Yeah, and that was American football. And the winner is...
And the winner is... Mary Scally from Grange in Cork City.
Mary, well done to you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're going off. You're going to have a great time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to all our players. Bye. Just going to leave you with this. What a lovely person Belle is. She is full of goodness, and her moving story of her pain on the loss of her beloved dog touched my heart, reminding me of our beloved King Charles, who passed in 2006 with heart failure. It's nice to know the wealth of love we give and get from our pets is shared by us. Thank you for a lovely interview, says Dimpna in Limerick. Thank you, Dimpna, for listening. Thanks to all of our listeners. Thank you, Sinead, Dan, our producer, and Garda Fionn Sam. We'll do it all again in a few weeks' time. We're taking a little break because sport will be in here for the next 2 weeks. But do visit the website. I'm at the website rte.ie/Mooney. Have a lovely weekend. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Follow us on Twitter at RTE Mooney.